Hello and welcome to the Behind Big Brother podcast. It is day 8 and we have finally decided to start the season off a little bit late. But hey, we didn't get around to doing a pre-season episode, but Dave and Tix managed to do that for us.
We copped out big time because remember last year we said we were going to do the finale in 3 shows and we just ended up doing 2.
I was looking at the podcast feed actually and our comment for one of the last finale episodes was our review of the last horrendous week of Big Brother. So I think that summed it up as to why we didn't get to, you know, the full 3-parter. But nonetheless, we are back. Hurrah! And it is day 8, as I said, in the Big Brother house. It's a little bit exciting, a little bit unexciting. I've already had one housemate break a leg, and another get evicted and come back into the house.
Well, that's not particularly interesting.
No.
Housemates get evicted and put back in all the time now.
It is. It's true. Big Brother is almost sinking back into his old ways without even the season actually starting yet.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot. It's same, same, but different, I guess. The whole I don't think so isn't really true because I haven't it's still deep under the surface. It's still Big Brother Australia. It's still the same old stuff. They just changed it here and there. And
I just back to the eviction thing, I just didn't like it that Big Brother said this is not a fake eviction, and then it was. I was like, why? You're lying not only to your housemates but to the public, who are your source of revenue. And
but we're smarter than that now. We knew.
We are. Everyone, of course, they're not going to lose. Well, what I was angry about is why did they? Surely they knew that all the housemates were going to vote Terry out. They're all young, and she's old, and she's controversial, in inverted commas. Of course, they were going to vote her out. And why even put that thing in there? They're only taking her out and then putting her back in. Or why didn't they just give her a task or someone a task of saying, who do you want to make live in the combi van? And then we've just gotten rid of this whole having to go back into lockdown, rah, 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 rah.
It was planned from the start, though. I don't think they just did it because, oh, shit, we've lost a really good housemate. Because all of the housemates at the beginning seem interesting. It takes a few weeks to realise that some of them aren't, even though they've got an interesting background.
I've got high hopes for Terry. As much as I dislike all that she stands for, I hope that the housemates can challenge some of her, what's the word? It starts with C. I don't know. Challenge her views and hopefully get some discussion in there, kind of Merlin, Paul-esque, maybe not to that degree because Paul's a douche. But, you know, challenge some of her views and get some actual good conversation in the house this year instead of the usual, oh my gosh, should I dye my hair?
Okay, I think we should rewind right back to the launch.
Let's do it.
Did you end up watching the launch?
Look, I can't lie. No, I didn't. Mainly because I wasn't in the country, so I have an excuse. I did watch bits and pieces of it, and my main thoughts were that, right off the bat, Kyle and Jackie O, interesting at hosting, new kind of style. I'm enjoying it so far. Except I just did get an update from via SMS message that tonight's episode, which is Monday the 5th of May, Kyle used gay as a derogatory term, which is always a great way to start a show. I always feel it's, you know, get it out there.
Score one for him.
Yeah.
The one thing I did like about the launch show was that it just kept flowing. It's a really long show and it starts to waffle on a lot. The packages were nice and sharp. They got people on the stage, said hi, 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 bye, did that little memento cabinet thingy, and got to the point.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. The launches and the evictions over the last few years have become very long and drawn out, and it's just, hi, these are our housemates, blah, 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 blah. So any time where they can speed things up, as well as getting all the content in there, but, you know, starting it well, and bring it all together, I think that works effectively. And I think the launch went well and it was a good start to the season.
And what do you think of Kyle and Jackie O?
Like I said, I've got, you know, it's something exciting, it's new, it's fresh, but I think they're going to get old very quickly. I don't think it needed two hosts as much as it's kind of like the Jackie O's the nice one, Kyle's the evil one, idol-esque kind of feeling. It didn't need two hosts. It really only needs the one that you can put, like Gretel managed to do it. So
I think it's just fresh. I mean, they might not be the greatest hosts, but it's just something different, so everyone's sort of okay with it. when I watched the launch, it was a real family affair. I was sitting in the living room and Kyle and Jackie O came out and started talking. And the first thing my sister goes is, "Oh my God, Kyle is shit. Radio people cannot do television. Oh my God, he's so bad." And then later on, my mum goes, I think the camera sort of switched to the side angle. And my mum goes, "Oh, look at the gut on Kyle. He's fat. He's fat."
He does have a face for radio, let's face it.
But the other thing about Kyle is that I noticed somewhere along the line, every part of his body has been injected with Botox. He could not move. He just sat there like a post with his microphone like fixed in front of him, and he just talked and sort of moved to the side every now and then. You saw his fat gut, but no other muscle control whatsoever. I think he was being propped up by
maybe he was wearing a corset, one of Zach's corsets that was holding him together. I could ramble on about them, but I think they're doing a good job so far, and I'm, you know, happy to see a new face. As much as I miss Gretel, and we were going to have a Gretel tribute plan, but hey, it never happened. But Gretel,
I distinctly have clips of episodes from last year where you're saying when Kyle came on the show, you're going, "I was going to vomit on my television. Kyle is disgusting." But what hey, he's been giving us plugs on his radio show, so.
So, yeah, we're friends with him for now. Probably doesn't want to talk to us directly, but hey. I don't know. We don't even have our bleeper sound for going to the next
I'll segment. Edit it in later.
Well, should we? Well, yeah, I think I finished talking about launch.
The website. Official website, that is.
Well,
yeah.
I like the new colours. Fresh, it's clean, it's crisp. Can't say so much for the kind of superimposing text on image work that they're doing. Someone spotted it on our forum. I think it was about a week ago now. It seems that they're using Microsoft Paint.
They got the work experience kids back. But it baffles me because remember when we leaked the design, it was from a proper web design company. So I guess the web design company just plonks it with these work experience students to run it.
But they are actually using Paint. I bet if you went into the data of the image, it would say that it was edited by Paint. I don't understand. All the other images on the website are professionally done. I have a theory that they spent so much money on Corey getting him in, $20,000 for the launch, $10,000 every episode after, that they can't afford a Photoshop subscription. So they're just using Paint. But seriously, it ruins the whole website. You look at it and you go, what the fuck? Why is this gross text there? Next thing you know, they're going to be using bitmaps. That's all I'm going to say.
We've come a long way in this podcast, 3 years, and we're talking about text on...
Look, we're doing well. We're 7 minutes in and we're already rambling. I don't mean to be negative about the show at all. I'm actually quite excited about this episode. I was having a chat to our good friend Tim Brunero the other day, and he asked me what I thought about the season so far, and I'm happy with it so far. I'm giving it for what it is. I think they've got a different agenda this year. We had some inside gossip that they were only after 1.3 million viewers for the launch show, which is quite low in other shows' standards for a launch show. They got 1.9 or something like that. But I think even just that fact shows that they're trying some different things. I think there's been a shuffle of the staff, and there's some fresh ideas going in. So I'm excited about the season, and I think I'm taking it for what it's worth now instead of being so negative and, you know.
I was actually pretty surprised because we had that poll on the front page saying, what did you think of the launch? And most people said room for improvement, and I was like, what? Because I thought the launch was one of the better ones that we've had. I don't know.
Maybe we should...
I guess we don't agree with the rest of Australia on everything.
Shock, horror. Didn't realise that. No, I'm happy for where it's going now at the moment.
No, we have a new sound now.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
You'll hear it when I edit it in later.
Great. Love new sounds. Shall we jump into it? Or should we go in chronological order?
Of what? The episodes?
Of things that have happened. Okay, well, I'm going to start talking about Rima's blowout leg. besides the fact that it's absolutely hilarious that she's broken her leg on the show, we have it from people in the know that Big Brother is not very happy that Rima is gone. Rima is one of their flagship housemates. She's controversial for whatever reason.
For being small and being in porn.
For being small, being in self-made porn, being a belly dancer, whatever. And now she's totally knocked out of the show for 3 to 6 weeks. And they're a little bit upset. I think that's why I don't think that's why they've rushed Terry back in, but I'm not hoping. They're going to try and milk Terry for all she's worth. I think Rima will be back. At the end of their press release, they were like, we look forward to making a decision on Rima coming back to the house.
But seriously, why and how did they make her do Friday Night Live stuff?
I know.
I'm not trying to discriminate, but
that's the thing,
occupational
though.
Health and safety here.
That's the thing, though. If they didn't put her in and excluded her from Friday Night Live, everyone would say that's discrimination. If they put her in, it's not being discriminative, but surely there are things that need to be changed because she is only a meter tall.
Would she ever win? Like,
I don't know. Maybe. I guess we're never going to find out.
I mean, the fact that Nobby won and he's like pretty... He boxes and stuff and he's pretty fit.
Yeah. But just quietly, what is about his name? Where is that? Is it short for something?
Yeah, it is, but I can't remember what the full name is. It was revealed in the launch. It's
stupid. That's all.
They could have cut it down even further to just Nob. But I don't think it would have gone down very well.
It's not even a name. It's not even a word. I'm sick of these.
You're racist.
I'm not racist. No, it's just not a name. It's not. I don't understand. My name isn't Terry. I'm not racist. Oh, apparently someone asked Terry. Someone asked Terry, did she vote for Nobby? I think it was Carl on the show last night. Did you vote for Terry because he's Asian? And she said, no, certainly not. Whatever. She totally voted for him because he was Asian.
This is a good segue to those clips that you...
Segue. Talking about racism and whatnot.
You know the kind of people who go around wearing like FUBU and Wu-Tang and stuff? They got their gold chains. There's heaps of loads of white Australian teenage boys who are exactly like that. But I'm just saying, and I think that like people who dress like that and act like that, I just don't like them at all. But that.
Why? Because of the way they look. People mightn't like you because you have fake boobs.
Yeah,
and
blonde hair. I know people don't. No, I'm not talking about the Aboriginal people.
You're saying you're judging people because of the way they look.
What do you mean?
You just said you don't like people that dress in Wu-Tang and the way they look.
Yeah. I can't find these Aboriginal boys attractive because of, one, they're like about 14, 15 years old, and They're wearing the Wu-Tang. Yeah. They're on their bikes or in the interchange with the rest of the boys who wear those clothes and hustling girls. And
damn those Aboriginals. Why can't they be more white and wear white clothes and not wear Wu-Tang and not drive motorcycles?
That was Bridget and Dixie talking. This for me was a turning point, and I went, wow, Dixie is going to be a great housemate. Bridget starts talking about her superficiality, and then because Dixie's Aboriginal, she must have had it in the back of her mind or something, and out of nowhere she starts talking about, oh no, but I don't mean just Aboriginals. Where the hell did that come from? You were talking about white people before.
No, she tried to switch it like, oh, it's not that they're Aboriginal, it's just I don't like the way they look, you know, because like the dark skin and like the Wu-Tang. And
but Dixie, I imagine it would just be totally used to it and is just going to be one of those housemates that people are going to get in awkward situations about her being Aboriginal or about secret racism, like underlying tendencies that they have. And I don't think she cares. I think she'd be so used to it. But she'll say things that will make people even more awkward, which will be great to watch. So I think Dixie is a housemate to look out for. And so far, she's one of my favourite. Bridget... Right, get out
Dixie's
of town.
Where the brains are. Bridget is. It was really obvious from the start. Bridget's just there to.
Just where
to
the peroxide is.
Yeah. To be. I mean, she's excessively dumb for the average Big Brother bimbo.
Dumber than Alicia. What was the other one before that?
At least Alicia had naivety. Bridget's just a class of her own.
And there was the other one before Alicia. Blonde hair as well. Can't remember her name, but she was. Oh, who said, I love that movie. Oops, dropped a pen. I love that movie. I don't know. Whatever. She's dumb.
So long ago.
Yeah. Actually, that's a great segue. I was talking to someone about Big Brother 2007. Can't remember more than three housemates.
And we ran a website and had a podcast for a whole 3 months about it.
They were just so forgettable last year. I only remember Zach and Alicia.
Thomas and Suzanne are big, because they sort of like float about our website now.
Yeah, that's a big plug. Check out if you're on the podcast feed, you probably would have already downloaded it. But Dave and Tiggs, and I think Ashley as well, did an interview with Thomas and Susanna. So check that one out.
Oh, yeah. We have to give them all a clap for holding the podcast fort.
Yay.
While we were being slack and didn't get our asses into gear and make our first episode within the first week.
And I fixed the podcast feed so it actually works now. So you can subscribe via iTunes. It's not behindbigbrother.com/podcast anymore. It's behindbigbrother.com/podcast show. One word.
Don't ask. It's a whole technical...
Vomit. So go there. Subscribe via iTunes. We're already featured in iTunes, which is great. They obviously like us. Of course, we're not going to kick off any of the 3,000 Hamish and Andy duplicates from every single...
Yeah, remember when we start... We're getting off track now, but when we started this podcast back in 2006, we were at number one at a podcast in Australia, but then... Everyone realized podcasts are the future or something. So every radio program on the planet just started pumping out 6 different versions of the same show via podcast.
Yeah.
So if you look at the top 20...
They're all Hamish and Andy.
And TV shows that aren't even on TV anymore.
Yes, that doesn't count. So when we get...
We're a real, true podcast. Exactly. We're not old media reproduction.
Yep. Blah.
Back to Big Brother stuff.
Back to Big Brother. Let's go to my next audio clip. This one is from Saxon.
I'm going to be honest with you. This isn't normally how I am. I'm normally a bit of a bastard.
What, really?
Is this a joke? Are you for serious?
No, I'm being serious. I am. I'm normally quite a nasty.
And you've even said that to me, mate.
I'm saying it to you now. I'm trying to... I don't like the person I used to be. I'm coming here to try and change my ways. I'm only young. I don't like the person I was.
I haven't even seen one negative streak at all.
Just going to pause it there. Right before this segment was shown on the show, Saxon was out in the backyard talking about how he thinks Travis is weird and everyone agreeing was that stupid boy mafia, blah, blah, whatever. Saxon was being a total asshole to Travis.
Yeah. In the sense that, but not even that you've gone from negative to appeasing boring. You've been still opinionated, but fun.
If I seen half of you guys in town, I wouldn't give you the time of the day.
This is coming from the guy that gave me a hug, so I reckon a round of applause for Saxon.
I'm trying to be a different person than what I was. Mm. Like, I would never, ever, ever speak to you on the outside before this. Mate, I'm not singling out you, Travo, but if...
I'm not singling out you, but I wouldn't talk to you. I'm going to stop it there, but there's another one. I can't be bothered finding it. It's in that same clip, but he goes outside when they join Nobby after dinner and he says the exact same thing to Nobby. Clearly a racist bigot. Loser. I don't even know why he brought that up. It's so... he's trying...
Well, at least we can say there's benefit in that he... Prior to Big Brother, he was a bit of a closed-minded person, but now he's experiencing new things.
He's
and then
talking to Asians.
Once he gets out of the house, he'll just go back to being closed-minded.
Go to his
old
ways. Well, we do have it from our secret insiders that the Big Brother production crew absolutely... dislike Saxon. They think he is an absolute racist loser, and they don't like him one bit. So, you know, I don't like him either. I think he's trying to be this big hero. Oh my god, I can change my ways. But a few weeks down the road,
he has TV cameras on him and he's being broadcast around the country.
But I think in a few weeks he'll forget about the cameras. He won't forget about them. He'll take them for granted, and his true colours will come flying out.
Hopefully, the Big Mouth show. When's it supposed to start?
Tonight, 10:30.
Oh, okay. Well, everyone will probably listen to this show after Big Mouth's on. But I'm hoping that they actually aren't wusses and actually deal with some of
these issues.
Yeah, because we're showing some sort of alarming. That's the word I'm looking for. Alarming behavior, alarming mindsets in the house. If this is supposed to be average Australia,
it's not yet. And I'm also excited about Big Mouth because on at 10:30, I hope they, because of the classification that they will have, hopefully, they'll get to talk about some of these things. Because Kyle and Jackie O, they've got a small section of the, you know, the Eviction and the Daily Show to chat about things, whereas Big Mouth is a panel show.
Even Kyle's bringing out some, he's starting to delve into stuff, even on the PG stuff.
Yeah, I think he's That's one thing that I like about Carl. As much as I don't like him, I don't think he'll be afraid to ask some questions, especially on eviction. So when eviction comes along, that will be fairly exciting.
Also, I think on Big Mouth, they should show Remus porn clip.
Definitely, definitely.
And psychoanalyze it, so... What is the context? What does it mean?
Why? Who is she?
How does it fall into the media landscape for Australia?
Okay, this is my last clip.
I was sitting there trying to think of the national anthem.
I had nothing.
Yeah, what national else? Anthem's so gay.
I spelled vacuum wrong.
That's dreadful. You should say that.
I don't got no passion or emotion in it when you sing it.
What do you want to
do? You know when the Americans in New Zealand have got a real old tune that evokes some emotion?
I agree.
Yeah, Americans, say can you? It's got emotion. We're Australians. It's just got nothing. It's piss week. I hate it.
Yeah, I love it.
Your piss week. Wow. That's so...
You seem to have found these three clips that makes all the housemates look like racists and...
Unpatriotic.
Yeah, loathing their own country and who lives in the country and...
Yeah, I can imagine David will be one that goes out, gets smashed in West Flag on Australia Day. So if you don't like the national anthem, then you should just shut up.
If you don't like it, then leave.
If you don't like it, then leave. Eat pork on Australia... Wait, lamb on Australia Day. That's an Australian...
I don't know. I think he has a point, but he shouldn't be calling it gay. That's some...
Yeah, well, all to their own. If you don't like the national anthem, fair enough. But calling it gay, maybe saying I don't like it, it doesn't evoke emotion. Grow a vocabulary.
They're all homophobic. We hate them.
Hate them. Die, die. Yeah.
What's next on your list?
Bye, bye, Gretel. Oh, we already talked about that. Poor Gretel. I'm trying to get in touch with her. I've contacted her publisher. Maybe she'll come on our show.
Really? I think she wants to distance herself from Big Brother as much as possible.
Me too, but hey, you can't help but trying. I know she's filming a film at the moment. So she's probably in like Middle East somewhere. Can't find
her. You know, she probably listened to the podcast last year and the amount of times we slagged her.
I didn't slag her. I really enjoy Gretel. I think she's great. No, I did enjoy her.
But didn't Davina in the UK quit?
There's rumours that maybe she won't be back.
There's like this expiry of...
Big Brother.
I'm pretty sure because Big Brother UK had already had its first year when the Australian one started. I'm pretty sure they chose Gretel because it was a similar model to Davina in the UK.
Yes, I've heard rumours that she's leaving because she's taking more... Because each year she gets more money, so she's taking more out of the production budget, blah, blah. I don't know. A completely different kettle of fish.
Well, maybe that's why Gretel left. Plus that... rubber chicken incident in the finale last year. That was probably the last straw.
That was hilarious, but I still feel really bad for her. Okay, I have something else to talk about. The little subtitles that come underneath the housemates every time they're shot.
Yeah, what is that?
I thought at first that they would be the... When you put your video online, you had to describe yourself in three words. I thought that's what they were, but they're not. Some of them are really derogatory from Big Brother, and they're not. Surely they're not ones that the housemates have come up with. I can't remember one but there was one last Tuesday that was, I think it was about Bridget. Said she was a something bimbo dancer or something like that. I don't know if they'll be quite happy with that, unless they say, give us some keywords that explain you. Who are you in some keywords? And are using them. But some of them hilarious, some of them not so hilarious.
It's not even the housemate descriptions, though. They're adding little subtitles for stupid things, like this whole hiding the Princess Sparkles doll.
I'm sick of these that groups was, forming.
Yeah, that was boring. But anyway, the housemates are just talking and, like, somebody's... Nobby says something like, oh yeah, Princess Sparkles is in the combi van. And then literally 5 seconds later, Bridget goes, where's Princess Sparkles? And a subtitle comes on the screen, Princess Sparkles is in the combi van. Seriously, 5 seconds ago, we just heard where it was.
They just don't think that we have a very long attention
span. And closed captioning, in case there's deaf viewers, would have covered it. You just teletext, and I think it's 808.
Yep. Yeah. No, I know that they're there for the first few weeks, so everyone gets used to their names and whatever. But I think it could be an interesting concept if you keep them going throughout the whole season and then have little things that perhaps weren't shown on The Daily Show, but like David in week one said the national anthem was gay. Like little things that happened that we didn't see, although we saw that. You know, I'm getting
trivial bits and pieces.
Trivial bits and pieces. Everyone loves a good trivial, you know, bit and piece. Okay.
And the ultimate trivial bit and piece is Corey.
Corey, yep. Absolutely hilarious that everyone booed him on stage last night.
Yeah, it was the first major booing in Big Brother Australia.
And someone brought it up on the forum. Sorry, I can't remember who you are. But they said on the launch episode, Kyle said something about not caring about people booing, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's got their rights to an opinion. Though when everyone booed, Kyle was like, why are you booing? He's only 17. Yeah, but he's also an idiot.
Yeah, and someone else saw it on the forums again. I forget who. So credit to whoever did. But saying Kyle totally sold himself out by saying that.
He did. I you know, some booing does get excessive. Like in the UK Big Brother, it's a little bit cringeworthy. But I feel some booing is necessary sometimes. He is... Corey, I really don't understand why they went. I read an interview with Vanessa. I think it's Vanessa Hudgens, something like that. She's our new EP. Executive producer for those playing along at home. And she was quoted saying about Corey that she feels that the media have treated Corey wrong and they've created this construct of him that's not real, so that she wants to bring him into the house so that people can see the real Corey. Whatever, your whole...
Why did they dress him up in the exact same stuff he was wearing at that party and give him an iPod so he looks all rude when the camera's on him? And he,
I know.
And those...
Also, the whole show, Big Brother, I'm sorry to tell you, Vanessa, but it's about constructing people. That's what you do every day. You have plans for people and you construct a daily show with, you know,
the producers,
an agenda.
They sit down and have storylines that they construct from footage they've collected.
Exactly. Big Brother is...
That's how it works. They just record, they tag it with keywords, and then they put the keywords together for a story. That's how the daily show gets made.
That is how any television show gets made. You can't say that the media have constructed everyone because that is what you do. That is your job. Anyway, I think it's completely unnecessary for him to go in. And if he's being paid like $20,000 plus, as people are rumouring, that's outrageous. Outrageous.
Outrageous.
Give me $20,000 and I will throw a party and go into that house. Anyway, Corey, it's a completely unnecessary gimmick. I think they just want Today Tonight to grab onto the story so they can like beat off over it. I don't know. It's just completely unnecessary. Why can't we just let him fade into the shadows of the world? And then maybe, over it.
Well, actually, I have a counter-argument to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's stupid that he got famous for throwing a MySpace party and then appearing on TV. But how is that different to Big Brother housemates going on TV anyway and becoming famous for... sitting around doing nothing? I could put cameras in my house and create my own website and have me filmed 24 hours a day, and I could charge money. And
but no, my whole problem with it is that they're saying that the media have constructed this thing, blah blah, the media have been awful to him, but then they're jumping on the bandwagon. Just people, if I don't know, I hope for their sake that it works out, and then Vanessa can say, well, David, you got it wrong. Because everyone knows that he's now a great kid. But no, unfortunately...
You get a call. Yeah. David, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was wrong about Corey. He really is a dick.
No, but, you know, I think they're just... they're, like I said, jumping on the bandwagon when they should just leave it be. And you can't take away 2 weeks of international media exposure. People are always going to remember that, unfortunately. My list is, you know...
Yeah, my list is starting to dwindle too. But a couple of things I was happy about... They've genuinely made an effort to be different this year, even though under the surface it's still Big Brother Australia. They're not trying to go with the stupid, scary Big Brother voice.
Yes, that is one thing I wanted to mention. Scary Big Brother is gone, and it's like friendly, happy times Big Brother.
Well, sort of.
Sort of. Of course, Big Brother has to be stern and firm and put the iron fist.
It's nowhere near how the voice is in the UK, but I think if we went all that way, it wouldn't sit right.
No, I'd say Big Brother is definitely known for Big Brother being a little bit harsh.
In the voice. He's not really harsh in any other way.
No.
The $20,000 thing was pretty funny, and it's good to see that they're actually doing stuff like that now, being really... I'm not going to say the T word. Pulling a T word. they're being ironically cruel. There, that's...
Yep. I remember watching...
There was a second of dead air then, and everyone stopped their iPods.
Yeah. No, why am I saying no? I don't know. there was times I remember watching previous seasons where that little element of Big Brother being funny, like with the Princess Sparkles thing, as much as I'm against it, it happens every single year, I'm over it. Him saying Big Brother does not steal plushy toys or whatever, like that little funny
kind of...
Yeah,
and they specifically said Big Brother had nothing to do with it when, yeah.
Yeah, you know, throwing that little bit of funniness in there is funny for both the audience and I'm sure the housemates as well, because it would drive them insane only being able to speak to a certain thing.
Oh, also on my little bits and pieces, I found it quite funny that they were using stock music in the launch, particularly the music for Nobby. It was like this stupid... stereotypical Asian, and I just thought it was really stupid.
It's because they wasted their money on Corey, I told you.
Yeah, they, you know, that really brings up a good point. They're paying all this money for Corey, so they have to use stock music.
And MS Paint.
And MS Paint on the website.
We haven't talked about the new eviction concept yet.
I haven't really thought about it that much.
I had some time to think about it today, and... I think it's, although I'm looking at this from a money point of view to start off with, having all the housemates have save lines, it's kind of showing that they're not all about making so much money this year. With, remember they had the vict and save and blah, blah, they had all the different lines. Now they've just got the one save line that we vote for. Yeah, so from a money side of view, it's nice to see them stepping back a notch. From the actual concept, I think it's great. Housemates, I can't remember who was said on the show last night, but I'm hoping that the housemates will get to say who they want to evict in front of everyone. I think that would really start some rifts. People, even like say someone says they want to evict someone and that person goes, the other housemates can see their reasoning and can kind of get an idea of who that person is deep down in the side of them that has to evict someone. And just giving the housemates that... that responsibility, and also changing the responsibility of the viewers from being the ones to evict to the ones that actually nominate. I think it's fresh, it's exciting, and I hope it works for the better. I'm still not going to vote because I'm morally against it, but
I haven't voted in years.
I didn't even think I voted in the first year. No, but I like the idea. I think that's one fresh idea. Ding ding ding, points for that. What do you feel about it? Nothing, blank.
I'm just going to see how it goes for the first week. Like, I don't even have proper opinions of the housemates yet. I'm going to give it a little bit of time.
I think we need to move from the what I call the gimmicky first few weeks of Big Brother, where they just try and bombard us with a whole bunch of things. And mind you, this year has been quite tame, aside from last night, sent 10 specials, whatever. But when it actually starts working, I think it's going to get the housemates thinking, and yeah, we'll start some good
last stuff. Night was really gimmicky because you had Terry going back in, you had Corey, and yeah, just too much all at once again.
Four new housemates.
Yeah,
I don't understand why they put the top three video people in a week later.
Oh well, let's not even go there.
They do. I think it's interesting that they're all men and they're all kind of good looking. That kind of shows Big Brother's demographic of the young teenage girl.
Even though everyone was last year was saying that we were wrong when the demographic was young teenage girls.
It is young teenage girls. They're the ones with the disposable income.
Anyway.
Moving on from my audience.
Oh, another little point. Little Sis is back. Kill me. Do we even have to say anything?
No.
It just sucks that they have to... It's more of this pandering to teenage girls. Like...
Lil Sis, just get out of my life. You're ruining it. You're actually ruining my life.
I dream about you. I have nightmares.
I have nightmares. They're those photos that you photo. I mean, those real photos of her and Lindsay Lohan with a knife. Lil Sis, no, completely unnecessary. Get out of my life.
Well, I've run out of things on my list. And we're pushing 34 minutes.
Well, good work. Good work, David and Tim. I had something else to say, but I really can't remember. Oh, yeah. I'm having trouble following... of who some of the housemates are. Sure, it is only the second week, but I have no idea. If you just go to our Behind Big Brother website, the main page, and look at the housemate banner, who the hell is the housemate on the like far left?
That's Alice. I've got it alphabetical along the top.
I've never seen her in my life.
They're dubbing her the Queen Bee.
Right. Don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. Travis. Was speaking to a friend of a friend who is a speech therapist, and she has theorized that Travis has got this high-pitched voice because it's kind of like a way to hide something that's happening. I know it's a bit emotional, but it's a way of holding back something or keeping it as a gimmicky thing because that's all you feel like you have to give out. I don't know. Interesting point nonetheless. I think...
Well, actually, on the launch night, there was points where I was like, he's putting it on. He's totally putting it on because when he laughs, his pitch drops down to normal.
Mm. Well, that's what she was saying. That's what I mean to say. It's being put on because of some underlying issue or something like that, because of something happening. I think he'll be an interesting housemate to watch over the weeks and maybe compare what's happening. Who was I going to say? I was going to say something. No, completely lost it. Lost it. Shall we end the podcast for 2008?
We should really try and do more regular episodes this year.
We will. We'll try and get some in there.
And we have to get the Skype thing going as well, so you don't have to, like, come around to my house every time we do this.
I do only live 5 minutes away. Also, wanted to say very exciting news that we broke the record that was set in 2006 for the forums last night. We got over 1,800 users on at the very same time.
And thank you to our sponsor, Cove.
Yes.
Cove.com.au.
It's not quite there yet, but the website will be up in the next few weeks, so you can get there for all your hosting domain, blah, 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 blah needs. Also... thanks to Todd from, I think he's from the forums, as well as IRC for those audio clips for me. And welcome back to Behind Big Brother, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the website. There's some funky new things, especially on the forums, for you to enjoy, embrace while they're still there.
Before we crash from too many users.
No, the server is holding up that it's good. Welcome back to 2008. I'm sorry, I apologize that it took so long. Subscribe via iTunes, leave us a review if you have an iTunes account. That's always great fun. Always lifts us up in the rankings if people enjoy us. And yeah, we will be back sometime soon with some more interesting gossip and analysis of this show that we call Big Brother. Hopefully with some special guests.
Such an important topic.
Hopefully get some special guests along the way. So, ciao. I don't even like saying ciao. I don't even understand. Bye. Hola.